وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن شاء الله we have the class, the lesson, the class from the book of Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba'. إن شاء الله tonight we're taking the last قاعدة, last principle from the four principles the Sheikh mentioned in the book. Who remind us what was the first principle about? Do we really remember or we forgot since we had? Yes, the first principle. Now, akhi. أحسنت بارك الله فيك. First قاعدة أن تعلم أن الله أن الكفار الذين قاتلهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مقرون بأن الله هو الخالق الرازق المدبر والمالك. To know that those people whom the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم fought them used to affirm the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal and that He is the creator, the provider, and the disposer of affairs. So those idol worshippers used to believe the existence of Allah and that He alone is the one who creates, provides, and controls. This is first principle. This is very important because you have so many Muslims. If you ask them what's La ilaha illallah, they tell you means La khaliqa illallah. There is no creator but Allah. That's not right. That's not sound meaning for La ilaha illallah. Because if that would have been the meaning of La ilaha illallah, the mushrikeen wouldn't reject to say it. They reject to say La ilaha illallah. And at the same time, they were affirming that Allah huwa al-khaliq, that Allah is the creator. So, that's the first principle. Second principle, who remember? He's reminding, barakallahu fikum, this is called review. It's very important, kalas bi'idhnillah. Allah, you do not know the blessings that Allah gave it to you to have this sound aqeedah. Wallahi al-azim. Wallahi al-azim. So many masajid, so many imams with their followers are worshipping other than Allah Azza wa Jal without not knowing that they are committing shirk. So to know, to have the sound aqeedah is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should thank Allah for that. You could have been in any other masjid. You could have been in any other place. It's Allah who guide you to go, to be on the correct place, to go to the, to find the people of Sunnah. How many people are in the masjid of Ahl Sunnah? Before they learn the aqidah, the sound understanding, they move. Because they get a job from another state or another country. Their neighbor become masjid of Ahl Bid'ah in a virus. They turn in a virus as well. Al-Muhim. Wallahi, if you see what people are going through worshiping a human being, wallahi, some human being, they drink the urinate of a human being. Some of the Sufi sheikhs, some people, they seek blessings in their urinate. This is reality. You go to YouTube and see it. A man sitting down and people are bowing down. They're making prostration towards his feet, kissing his feet. And he's very happy with that. What did he do for them? He only taking their money. corrupting their عقيدة, destroying their family. سبحان الله. Some of those people, استغفر الله, even their own children find out that their father, who was big man, almost make relationship with every woman who follow him. عياذا بالله. They make zina, they make lawful in the name of barakah and seeking. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to the sunnah. We should thank Allah for that. We ask Allah to keep us firm. We ask Allah to increase us knowledge and righteousness and rectify our matters. إِنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى رَبُّنَا بَرٌّ كَرِيمٌ. The second principle. Who remember? Yes, أخي أمير. بارك الله فيك. جزاك الله خير جمال فرس أمير. أحسن. This is the main issue. I don't want you to hear a video, make you hear it. But now somebody sending me sometime this week. People, when you see, mashallah, Imama, Khamis, Ya Sheikh Tijani, Ya Sheikh Tijani, Ya Sheikh Tijani, Ya Sheikh Tijani. This deviated man, he's saying, they saying after him, these young ones, calling Tijani. It is you who we ask. It's you we asking him. Please, Tijani. SubhanAllah, one brother is telling me, Alhamdulillah, Allah al-Kareem guided him to Islam. Before that, he was a Jehovah Witness. He said this was the same Aqidah. The Jehovah Witness, they don't say Jesus is a God or a son of God. They say he's a prophet. He said, and they call purely to Allah Azza wa Jal. All the beginning of their supplication, at the end, in the name of Jesus, they say it, he said. So the religion is not affiliation, it's not culture, it's not nationality, it's aqeedah. Al-Muhim. So the second principle is that those people, idol worshippers, used to worship other than Allah for one single reason. To seek closeness to Allah through those they used to worship. To be their intercessors. This is the only reason. Not because they create. Not because Allah Talmuna Manata and Uzza give life or cause death, no. Why are you worshiping the angels? Why are you worshiping the Isa? Why are you worship other than Allah? Prophet Ibrahim Ismail, why? They say they are our connection to Allah. We don't call them to worship, to give or but to get us closer, to bring us closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is Mary, and this is why Sheikh Tijani. Why Sheikh Sahawi Hussein radiallahu anhu? Why Badawi? Why Sheikh Jailani? Why Tijani? Why Marghani? Why Bur'i? Why Fulan? Why all Naqshbandi? Why all those are being called is for the single reason. They are saints. They have high status with Allah. We are worshiping Allah through to them. Ha'ulai shufa'auna inda Allah. To avoid that, worship Allah alone. Naam, the third principle, before we move to the fourth. Naam, yes, Allah yahfadak. Ahsant, barakallahu fiik. This is very important. Messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. Confront to who? He encounter who? People who were different in their worship. Some of them used to worship the angels. Some of them the prophets. Some of them the saints. Some of them the stones. Some of them the trees. Some of them the sun, the moon. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't differentiate between them. Rather, he consider all of them mushrikun. Now, I have a test for you. If we are really on the same page. So be with me. This test is coming from Surah Al-Furqan. The beginning of Surah Al-Furqan. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة الفرقان، السورة نمبر 25. جزاك الله خير، حسن، بارك الله فيك. سورة الفرقان 25، سورة 25 verse number 1. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. I want you to tell me what kind of tawheed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this one single ayah. الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض ولم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا. الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض ولم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا. الله is to whom belongs the dominion of the heaven and the earth, and who has begotten no son, children, or offspring, and for whom there is no partner in the dominion. He has created everything and has measured it exactly according to its due measurements. الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتُ. Allah is describing himself, teaching us who he is. The first ayah, تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion of right and wrong, this Quran. It is Allah who sent down this Quran. على عبده, to his slave, Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Why? ليكون للعالمين نذيرا, so he may be a warner to the عالمين, to the mankind and jinn. This is the purpose of Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. To warn the alamin, the mankind and jinn. And Quran, this is the description of Quran, is al-Furqan, is a criterion of right and wrong. It makes distinction between right and wrong. And it is Allah Azza wa Jal, the blessed, who revealed this Quran. Then Allah said, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ. He, Allah, is to whom, the one, to whom belongs the dominion, the ownership, the kingdom of the heaven and the earth. What kind of tawheed is this? Do we really know there are three aspects of tawheed? This is extremely important. Believe in Allah, تتضمن الإيمان بربوبيته والإيمان بألوهيته والإيمان بأسماء الحسنى وصفاته العلى. Believing in Allah Azza wa Jal encompasses believing His oneness in Lordship, believing His oneness in Uluhiyah, in worship, and believing His oneness Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in His beautiful names and descriptions. The one who believes these three aspects of Tawheed is truly the one who believes in Allah. He's someone who believes Allah is Al-Khaliq, Al-Malik, Al-Mudabbir. He's the creator, the owner, disposer of matters. This is called Tawheed. Yes, brothers? Ar-Rububiyyah. Please study this. Tawheed Ar-Rububiyyah, the oneness of Allah in Lordship. Allah is the creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner. And it is Allah who disposed the matters, who control the affairs. This is called Tawheed Ar-Rububiyyah. Second aspect of Tawheed, that first one, either worship didn't have a problem with it. The second one is Tawheed Al-Uluhiyyah, oneness of Allah in worship, that He is the true God. There is no God, true God but Him, which is to single out Allah in worship, to worship Him alone. The third aspect of Tawheed is to believe the oneness of Allah in His names and descriptions. Allah has names, Allah has attributes, descriptions. No one is equal to Allah in these names and descriptions. Allah is unique. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you would believe the names and the description of Allah in a way that fits Allah's majesty and greatness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wahidun ahad. What is the meaning of wahid? Yes, one. How about ahad? Yes, unique. Barakallahu fiqh. No one is equal to Allah. No one resembles Allah. No one looks like Allah. No one is equivalent to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wahid. He's one. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's ahad. He's unique. Tayyib, now, having this already information, I think I give you a hint already. Having this information, now let we look at this one single ayah. How many of those three aspects of Tawheed in this ayah? Allah said, Alladhi lahu mulku samawati wal ardi. He to whom belongs the dominion of the heaven and the earth. The one belongs the ownership of the heaven and the earth. What kind of Tawheed? Tawheed of Ar-Rububiyyah. The oneness of Allah in Lordship, especially. What kind of the oneness of Allah in Lordship? Because believing the oneness of Allah in Lordship itself is three aspects. The first one, believing Allah's Lordship, also it means three things. Believing Allah is the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the disposer of matters, is the controller of affairs. It is not that Allah created the creation, but it is someone else who owns. No. It's not Allah created the creation and he owns, and someone else is the one who controlling it. La. Rather, it's all three. Allah is the one who created. He's the one who creates you. And you belong to him. And he's the one who controls you. Gives you life, causes you die, everything. This is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. What is the proof that Allah is the creator? Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of everything. What is the proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Malik, is the owner? بيديه ملكوت كل شيء. In his hand alone. بيديه جار ومجرور. شبه الجملة. خبر مقدم. يفيد الحصر. In his hand only. The ownership of everything. The ownership of everything belongs to Allah. It's in Allah's hand. تبارك الذي بيديه بيديه الملك. So this is the ownership, the dominion is for Allah. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller, is the disposer of matters, al-mudabbir. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرِ الْأَمْر أي تدبير. To Allah alone belongs al-khalq, the creation, and al-amr, al-tadbir, controlling, disposing matters. These three aspects of Tawheed. Of Rububiyyah only. So in this ayah now, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, he to whom belongs the dominion of the heaven and the earth. What kind of Tawheed first? Tawheed of Ar-Rububiyyah. The Tawheed of Lordship. What kind of Tawheed of Lordship? The Al-Mulk, the ownership. The ownership. When Allah say, He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the heaven and the earth, Allah didn't say He created. He said he owns it. It's two different issues, to own and to create it. This book, this noble Quran, belongs to the masjid. But it's not the masjid who make this kitab. It's a company who make the kitab. Okay? And it is me who using the kitab now or moving it. And so, with the case of Allah Azza wa Jal, Subhanahu, he's the creator. He's the controller. He's the owner. So, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, to whom who belongs the dominion of the heaven and the earth. Then Allah, what Allah said, وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدَا, and who has begotten no son. Allah didn't begotten a child. Walad is a child. Not necessarily a son. Allah doesn't have children. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ. This ayah, لَمْ يَلِدْ. And this ayah here, وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدَ, the same meaning. But Allah said in a different way. in different surahs, different form. You don't tie it with the Quran. The same meaning, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the sentence in a different way. So Allah mentioned he didn't begot any child. Refutation to who? To the idol worshiper who used to claim that the angels are the daughters of Allah, iyadan billah. Refutation to Christian who say who? Jesus is Son of God. Refutation to some of the group of Jewish who claim Uzair Isra is the Son of God. وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله وقالت النصارى المسيح ابن الله ذلك قولهم بأفواههم. It's their statement by their tongue. Has no reality. Allah doesn't have son. Allah doesn't have daughter. Allah is unique. He's واحد أحد. Now, Allah said, وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. Allah didn't begotten a child. No child. What kind of tawheed is this? Be careful now. What kind of tawheed? The three aspects of tawheed. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Is it about lordship? Yes? About lordship? That Allah is the creator, the owner, the controller? No. Is it about ibadah, uluhiyyah, to worship Allah alone? No. It is about what? The description, attributes. Allah has an attribute. What it is? He didn't begotten any child. Allah is tawheed, al-asma, was-sifat. Single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in description. So this is describing Allah. Tawheed asma wa sifat means the descriptions and the names of Allah. طيب, now, وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. Now let me go to move to the next. Then Allah said, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. And he has, and for him, there is no partner in dominion, in the dominion. For him, there is no partner in the ownership. Allah doesn't have someone who share with him the ownership of the creation. What kind of tawheed? Uluhiyyah? Is it uluhiyyah, the oneness of Allah in worship? No. Some of them with me. Is it, what it is, about rububiyyah? What kind of rububiyyah? Yes? Ownership. وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. No one shares with Allah in ownership, in dominion. Means هو المالك. Also, in the ayah, that even the shirk can enter the lordship. The shirk can enter the lordship. Someone commit a shirk in lordship. He may commit a shirk in worship. He may commit a shirk in asma wa sifat. How someone commit a shirk in lordship? If he says there is someone who controls the universe with Allah. This is shirk in lordship. If he says there is someone who create with Allah Azza wa Jal the creation. If he says there is someone who owns the creation with Allah. This is shirk in lordship. Shirk in uluhiyyah, in worship, is if he worships that. He thanks for the life. He beg him. He ask him. He bow down to him. He sacrifice for him. He fear of him. He rely on him. And the like. This is ibadah. This is worship. The action of the human. They call Tawheed al-Rububiyyah أفعال الله عز وجل يتعلق بأفعال الله. توحيد الألوهية تتعلق بأفعال العباد. طيب, now Allah says subhanahu doesn't have shariq, a partner in ownership.
وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا.
Now tell me the answer. If you tell this, by the way, I forgot to give the prize those last night. They shy and I didn't remember it. Please remind me. Allah said, subhanahu wa khalaqa kulla shayin faqaddarahu taqdeera. Allah created everything. He has created everything. Wa khalaqa kulla shay. Has created everything. What kind of tawheed is? Tawheed of lordship. What part of lordship? Creation. Ownership. Now, this is really the this is faqaddarahu taqdeera. And has matured it.
exactly according to its due measurements. Allah measure everything according to its due measurement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree everything. This is taqdeer, qadr. What kind of tawheed? If you answer this one, barakallah, you are not normal. Na'am. Barakallah. Allah decree everything. Made for everything measurement. And is going to happen in that way. Qaddarahu taqdeera. Tawheed of al-rububiyyah. Tawheed of al-rububiyyah. Especially, what tawheed of rububiyyah? Is it ownership? Is it creation? Is it controlling? Yes? Decreeing everything. This is, be careful. Allah decree everything. You know what decree is? Allah knows everything. Allah wrote it down in Lawh al-Mahfud. Allah created it. It happened only by the will of Allah. What kind of tawheed is? Taqdeer, al-qadr. Believe in qadr. Believe in the predestination. That Allah, for instance, create me. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows about me. Everything relates to me, Allah wrote in Lawh al-Mahfud. Allah creates me. Everything about me happened by the will of Allah. What kind of tawheed? Tawheed of rububiyyah, lordship. What aspect of lordship? Control and creation. Al-Qadr is creating. You know the four principles of Qadr. Is knowledge, writing, creating, willing. So willing is the controlling. Creating is from controlling. Rather, the creation is the biggest of controlling is creation. Al-Khalq. Al-Khalq. Creation. It's Allah alone who creates. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Al-Qadr, therefore you know the Qadr. Believing the decree is the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. Believing that Allah knows everything. Believing that he wrote, subhanahu wrote it down. Believing that he creates everything. Believing that nothing happened except by his permission and willing. So believing the Qadr is tawheed. So the more you believe the Qadr, the more you are upon tawheed. So when Allah said, subhanahu wa qaddarahu taqdeera, and Allah decree, Allah has measured it exactly according to its due measurements. So in this ayah, how many aspects of tawheed you have? Just this ayah. One or more than one. Yes? Tawheed al-rububiyyah. It is three aspects. Tawheed al-rububiyyah. Ownership, controlling, creating. Tawheed al-rububiyyah. What else tawheed is there? Tawheed asma wa sifat. These are the description of Allah. Allah creates a description. Allah doesn't begotten is a child's description. Allah owns its description. Allah controls its description. Yes, because now, next ayah. This is where really the question is. And this is why you should know. You learn what the ulama mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned tawheed al-rububiyyah in detail. That he is the creator. He's the owner. He's the controller. He's the one who decree. Then Allah mentioned Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. That he alone should be worshipped. So here you see. Allah said in ayah number 3, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتًا وَلَا حَيَاةً وَلَا نُشُورًا. Allah said, was translated to mean, yet they have taken besides him other aliha, other gods, who create nothing, but are themselves created, possess neither harm nor benefit for themselves, possess no power of causing death, nor of giving life, nor of raising the dead. So Allah said, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً, yet they took, they have taken besides him other gods. Even though it is Allah who owns, who control, who create, who decree, but yet they take other than him as gods. They took other than him gods to worship. What are the description of these gods? They worship beside Allah. لا يخلقون شيئا. Who created nothing. So this is a description. So whoever being worshipped should have the true worship should have the description of creating. And it is only Allah. So anyone being worshipped who doesn't create his worship is falsehood, is batil. They took beside Allah gods, لا يخلقون شيئا, who create nothing. If somebody say, no, they create, now he has even a problem with the Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Even worse than the idol worshippers. He's worse than Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab. That one. Let him recite Quran so many times. Because the point of Quran is not reciting, it's believing it. Otherwise, munafiqeen would have been Muslims who were reciting Quran. They are the worst enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because they lie. So Allah said, لا يخلقون شيئا. Yet they have taken besides him other alih, other gods who create nothing. لا يخلقون شيئا. نكر في سياق نفي تفيد العموم. They create nothing. طيب. ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا. And possess neither harm nor benefit for themselves. Those they worship besides Allah don't have benefit for themselves nor protect harm from themselves, let alone for others. Then have your mind. Mention whoever you can remember who is being worshipped besides Allah and see the reality. Do they benefit themselves? Do they protect themselves from harm? No. See those trees, people worshiping. Those statues, these images, these pictures, these idols. It is the people who take care of it. One time I was, somebody sent me, or I saw somewhere, people in a church, a group of men, 4 or 5, I don't remember the number, carrying a big idol. Big idol. Those who worship this idol are out there. Wallahu al-musta'an. Strong man carrying. Then this is very heavy stuff. I don't know, was it a metal or a Allahu a'lam. Anyone saw what I'm talking about? Yes, what is it? What is it made of? A statue, they say, for Prophet Isa alayhi salam. I don't know what it was made of. Wood or metal or clay. Okay. It's very heavy. So one of those men who carrying couldn't hold. It is sleep. It couldn't hold. What happened? He ran from it. At the restaurant. And to a colored guy here, fell on the ground. And people started screaming. Subhanallah. Hada. Even it didn't, at least this moment, the one who carrying couldn't hold, at least in that moment, this idol couldn't stop himself. It fell down, break down, the neck, in a very bad, the head is cut off. And then they worship him. And everybody feel bad, and they start collecting. Allah said, those, they don't even protect themselves. This is if you talk about those objects. If you talk about those, it represents. Let me talk about now the biggest of those, from the biggest of those, Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He himself, his enemy, who human, they used to fight him. Prophet Isa used to ask his companion, who helping him, again is his enemy, Man ansari ila Allah. He used to ask, who helping me for the sake of Allah, again is my enemy. Fight happened between Prophet Isa and his followers of Muslims, and again is their enemy. As Allah mentioned in Surah Saf. Naam. And at the end, they really wanted to kill Prophet Isa alayhi salam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his hikmah, wisdom, he saved him to heaven. but they kill another one. Who Allah put him the shape of Isa, ولكن شبه لهم. The shape of the image of the form of Prophet Isa on that person. Why? Some of the ulama, they have two opinions. Some of them, they say, it's because this one, he was the disbeliever who spied Prophet Isa, who mentioned the enemy where Prophet Isa is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him for making him the form of Isa. So when they came, they killed him. Some ulama, they say, no. It is Prophet Isa who asked his companion, who will, for the sake of Allah, ransom him. He will be killed instead of him, and he will be with him in Jannah. And one of the Hawariyun said, I owe the messenger of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed the shape of Prophet Isa on that person. So that's the one they killed. In reality, they didn't kill Prophet Isa alayhi salam. But even with their claim that they kill him, how he was killed if he's a god? Who killed him? Other goddess? Two goddess fight, one is stronger, or they both creation? They creation. None of them is God. None of them is God. Before that, Prophet Isa, where he come from? His mother is a womb. She delivered him like another baby. You think Prophet Isa, he grow up in seconds? He, by the time he born, he become Prophet Isa. At the age he was raised to heaven, Allahu A'lam what age? Yes? Allahu A'lam. I think before 40, 30, around 30, 33. Allahu A'lam. Allahu A'lam. It is mentioned. Al-Muhim. So he, alayhi salatu wasalam, how you worship someone who himself is being attacked by his enemy, have even trial, they trying to kill him. They say they kill him. They say they go, how you worship him? Subhanallah. They say they bury him in the grave. After maybe 3 days, he woke up. That's what they say. But even these 3 days, he was, subhanallah, that is very nice, beautiful poem of Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah. He's questioning the Christians. Allahu Akbar. Someone really listen with a pure heart from the Christians, he woke up. How is he, how you worship, especially if someone understands the Arabic. Subhanallah, when you hear the Arabic, it's not like when you hear the English. The Arabic, subhanallah. Al-Muhim. Tayyib. Allah says, subhanallah, la yamlikun li anfusim darran wala naf'a. ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا, nor giving life, nor do they possess power of giving, of causing death or giving life, nor of raising the dead, meaning nor do they control the resurrection. So it's Allah who has this description. It's He subhanahu who gives life, causes death. It is He subhanahu wa ta'ala who disposes the matters. It's who created. It's He who is the owner. It's the who is subhanahu wa ta'ala unique, ever living, all powerful, all hearing, all knowing, the wahid, al-ahad. He should be worshipped alone. As for the creation, the righteous one should be respected, should be honored, like the prophets of Allah, should be believed, should be supported and assisted, should be loved, the lawful love, but not being worshipped, because they create شيء, لا يخلقون شيئا. Now we go to, inshallah, last principle. القاعدة الرابعة. This is not that much, it's not, but it's very important. قال رحمه الله, القاعدة الرابعة, أن مشركي زماننا أغلظوا شركا من الأولين. لأن الأولين يشركون في الرخاء ويخلصون في الشدة, ومشركوا زماننا شركهم دائم في الرخاء والشدة, والدليل قوله تعالى فإذا ركبوا في الفلك دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين فلما نجاهم إلى البر إذا هم يشركون. The Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala said the fourth principle is that the mushrikeen of our time, Shaykh Muhammad, he's talking about the people at his time, 200 years back. He said, are worse in their shirk than the mushrikeen who came before. Meaning the mushrikeen who were at the time Prophet ﷺ. Then he gives you the description. That it's you who look. Do you have anyone with this description in your time? Regardless his background, his name. If you have that description, it is the one the Shaykh talking about. He said, this is because those who came before committed shirk during times of ease and made their worship purely for Allah during times of difficulty. The idol worshippers, at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to commit shirk when? During times of ease. How are the times of difficulty? And made their worship purely for Allah during times of difficulty. However, the shirk of the mushrikeen of our time is continuous during times of ease and difficulty. By looking this way, the Shaykh says the mushrikeen of his time are worse than the mushrikeen at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Simply because the mushrikeen at the time Prophet sallam used to commit shirk, used to worship others with Allah, at what time? In the east, when things are going well, life is smooth, prosperity, rain, health, provision. This situation, this is when they used to be arrogant, they used to be ungrateful to Allah and worship others with Allah. But in the times of hardship and difficulty, the Shaykh says, they used to purely worship Allah alone. Let alone they believe Allah's existence, rather they used to worship Allah and single out Allah in worship in the difficult time. The Shaykh says, but the mushrikeen of his time, they commit shirk in both times, in the ease and in the difficulty. No giving up. All the time. Life is going well. They call in Jailani. They call in Badawi. They call in whoever they want. Life is go through difficult. They call in other than Allah. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, their group, no. In the difficult, only Allah. What is the proof? This is not easy statement to say. Especially if there are out there people who say they're Muslims, they recite Quran, they pray, they fast Ramadan, they're doing these things. So what is the proof? The Shaykh said, Rahimahullah. And the proof is Allah is saying, the proof is His, the Most High, saying, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. And when they embark on a ship, they invoke Allah, making their faith pure for Him only. But when He brought them safe to land, behold, they give a share of their worship to others. Al-Ankabut. This is Surah Ankabut, Surah 29, verse 6-5. And when they, who Allah is referring to? You tell me who Allah is referring to. When they embark on a ship, they invoke Allah, making their faith pure for Him only. But when He brings them safely to land, behold, they give a share of their worship to others. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah talking about those who deny His existence? Okay. Akhi. Let me read again the translation of the meaning, and I ask you three questions, inshallah. The ayah is in Surah Al-Ankabut. Again, Allah said, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوْا اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. And when they embark on a ship, they invoke Allah, making their faith pure for Him only. But when He brings them safely to land, behold, they give a share of their worship to others. Are these people where these people who deny Allah's existence, were these people Muslims who worship Allah alone? Who were they? They were mushrikun. They are people. Well, you know what mushrik is? You know what sharika is in Arabic? Sharika. What is the sharika? A company. Partnership. A company. So mushrik itself, the word itself, sharik, it stands that he believes Allah and worships Allah and also worships others with Allah. So he makes share, he makes a company. He found a company. Subhanallah. He gave the right of Allah of worship to some of his creation. So these people, Allah mentioned, when they embark on the ship, when they are on the ocean, another ayah in Surah Yunus, it put in detail. And the wave is come. وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. And the wave come from all corners. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ. And they thought, they realized they've been circled. They are in the ocean. What came first? وَجَاءَتُ رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ. What came? A violent wind. A violent wind. وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. And the waves come from all sides. Now the ship, the boat, where it is. Imagine a wind came, hitting the boat. Now, subhanallah, huge ships. Huge, almost bigger than maybe Masjid Tawheed. You see them carrying cars, hundreds of cars, thousands of cars. You see the waves coming. Cars are hitting one another, corner to corner. Ship started sinking. Today, with those big machines, with those technology, those technology cannot stand counter Allah's power, who control the water itself. So the whole ocean is moving. So the ship is like a paper. It's like a paper on the air. So Allah said, وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. And the mawj, the waves come from everywhere. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُ حِيطَ بِهِمْ. And they realize they've been circled. What they do? دعوا Allah. They invoke Allah. They call Allah. What do they say? لَئِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Indeed, if you save us from this, surely we'll be from the shakirin. Who is shakirin? Those who give thanks. Wallahi, they still say. If you save us from this, means who they talking to? Who they addressing? Allah. Allah said, فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ. When Allah saved them, إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Behold, they make him baghi, transgression, and the worst is shirk on the earth without haqq, Allah said. You can have example, even though it's different, a Muslim who he gets sick, he suffers with sickness, keep on having sickness, being taken to the hospital, suffering. He wish he could see himself walking with health. He would have seen that. He would have worshipped Allah. Another one who has no job, no money, poverty. Then he says, he wish if he could have seen himself having some sustenance, having, mashallah, job, he would have thanked Allah Azza wa Jal. Someone who says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would guarantee him a righteous wife, mashallah, he could have made tahajjud. Allah would have given him a house. Now he live with a roommate. One room, how many people? 5, 10. If Allah would have given him his own house, mashallah, he would have a separate room for tahajjud. And the like. And Allah says, somebody who is in a jail, if Allah would have made me one day out of the jail, how good I would have been. How right it would I have been. and the like. And then when Allah make those things happen, health, mashallah, walking freely, walillahi alhamd. Nice job, walillahi alhamd. Wife and children, nice house, alhamdulillah. Allah made things easy. Look what those people are doing it. Except those Allah saved them. Wallahi. It's like he's not the same person. I mentioned this before, I repeat. There was someone who used to do bad. Wallahi, very bad. Even this man, he killed his own uncle. A'udhu billah. He was so evil. Eat qat, smoke, steal. Allahu a'lam what else he does. Hurts people so much. He gets sick. He was put outside the house. He was about to die. Wallahi, one time I came to him, I see his mouth, a lot of vom is coming from his mouth, and very bad smelling. La khalas, people, they say, alhamdulillah, Allah save us from this guy. His own family. No one wanted to get close to him. Perhaps they feel hopeless in his life. Wallahi, I remember. I never forget how he was even sleeping. Wallahi, I remember. I swear by Allah. I came to him. I feel, wallahi, bad for him. I ask him a question. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have given you health, you would have recovered, would you ever go back to what you were doing? He said, never ever. Never ever. Never ever. Subhanallah. I said, oh Allah, give him shifa. Oh Allah, give him shifa. By Allah, Allah gave him shifa. I saw him doing the same thing he was doing before that. Say, Allahu Hakim. Allah knows his creation. Allah knows his creation. So the idol worshippers, what they used to do when they're in a difficult, in hardship, in land, in an ocean, not limited to the ocean, they used to call Allah alone. Forget anyone else. But when Allah saved them to the land, it's there when they used to call others with Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, they combine two things. What are they? What they bring together? They combine two things, the mushrikun. What it is? Ahsan, al-ikhlas wa al-shirk. Al-ikhlas and shirk. Ikhlas in when? In the harshi when they scare. Barakallahu fikum. And al-shirk in where? In the east. Therefore, Allah said one ayah. In one ayah, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Majority of them believe not in Allah except while they are mushrikun. So they have belief in Allah. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ. They have belief in Allah. But mixed with shirk. And Allah wants subhanahu wa ta'ala ikhlas. نسأل الله الكريم أن يمن علينا الإخلاص في القول والعمل. إن شاء الله تعالى, this is the ending of our class from the book of Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba, in which the Sheikh mentioned, rahimahullah, in the first principle, that the people whom the Messenger sallam fought them, those who were against him, the idol worshippers, used to affirm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, the owner, and the controller of all matters. In the second principle, that they worship whoever they worship besides Allah to get them nearest, closeness to Allah, and to be their intercessors. Not because they control or they could give anything to them besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And then in third principle, that Prophet ﷺ encountered them and fight them, different people in their worship. Among them, those who worship the objects, like the sun, the moon, the trees, the stones, the rocks, and the like. And among them, those who used to worship the angels, those who worship the prophet, those who worship the saints. The prophet didn't differentiate between them. He made them all equal. قَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. And the fourth principle, the Sheikh mentioned that in his time, the mushrikeen of his time are way worse than the mushrikeen of the time Prophet ﷺ. Because the mushrikeen of the time Prophet ﷺ used to single out Allah in worship in the difficult. However, they used to worship, they used to commit shirk in the east. Unlike the mushrikeen of the time of Sheikh Muhammad, rahimahullah, they commit shirk in both situations. So this is, inshallah, the summarize of that subject. And we ask Allah al-Kareem, Subhana al-Rahman al-Rahim, to make us and our beloved ones, our family, the Muslims upon Tawheed.